निराशि ही यत चित्तात्मा त्यक्त सर्व परिग्रह शारीरम केवलम कर्म कुर्वन न आपनोति किल्विषम। इज निराशि ही इज नो ऑल होप्स ऑल एक्सपेक्टेशंस आर ऑल ड्राउन। यत चित्तात्मा His consciousness is completely united with the Supreme. Tyakta sarva parigraha. All possessions, all sense of possession, all idea of storing something for the future, all that is tyakta, all given up. Shariram kevalam karva kurvan. He does action only bodily. Inwardly there is an ocean of tranquility. So there is no action inwardly. And yet there is a manifestation of action. Only physically, outwardly. Na apnoti kirvisham. Therefore there is no sin that attaches to him. यद रिच्छा लाभ संतुष्टः द्वंद्वातीतः विमत्सरः समः सिद्धौ असिद्धौ चकृत्वापि न निपद्यते। He is द्वंद्वातीतः। He has gone beyond all dualities, right or wrong, pleasure or pain, praise or insult. Dvandva atitaha, whether I should do this or should do that, there is no dvandva in his consciousness. Vimatsaraha, there is no envy, no jealousy in him. Yadrichchalava santushtaha, whatever is given to him, santushtaha, he is satisfied. Sama siddhav asiddhav, he is equal in his mind, whether there is success or failure. Even then, kritva api na nibhatyate. He does actions, and even when he does actions, he does not get bound. Gatasangasya muktasya jnana avasthita cetasaha yajnaya acharataha karma samagram pravidiyate. All attachment is gone, gata-sangasya, muktasya, he is liberated. Jnana-avasthita-cetasaha, his consciousness is seated in knowledge. Yajnaya-acharataha-karma, all actions he does as a sacrifice. Karma-samagram-pravaliyate, therefore his action is all burnt away. Now, here a new argument begins from verse number 24. The link between 23 and 24 is the word yajna. In the last sentence of verse 23, you have yajjaya acharataha karma, sacrifice. Now this sacrifice has been explained in the third chapter. This is now further explained in the fourth chapter. And that explanation comes here. If you read only the third chapter and the discussion of yajja, an impression would be created that yajna in the third chapter is the ritualistic yajna. It is the havan. It is the lighting of the fire and throwing into it the samids and then giving the oblations of grita. The kind of ritualistic yajna that is being proposed in the tradition, that impression is now completely wiped out when the explanation of yajna is given here, what is the real yajna? The whole meaning of yajna and the karma which is done as a yajna is now transformed in the subsequent verses. What is it that you say, this action is done for the sake of sacrifice? You will see here that there is no reference to the ritualistic sacrifice, and yet the symbols are of ritualism. Brahma arpanam brahma avihi, brahma agno brahmana hutam, brahma eva tena gantavyam, brahma karma samadhina. The oblation is the yajna, is the brahman. The fire itself is the brahma. Brahma himself is a sacrificer into the brahman. So when you realize that whole world is nothing but brahman, and all actions are done as if offering to this supreme, omnipresent divine, who is himself Brahma, who is immobile consciousness. The immobile consciousness that manifests itself in the world, and whatever action you do is by itself a sacrifice, is all given to him. Brahma of sacrificing to Brahman, by Brahman, for Brahman, into Brahman, that is the meaning of yajna. So there is no ritualistic yajna now. All action, even breathing, eating, everything, is nothing but yajna. All actions. For him the act of offering is Brahman, the oblation is Brahman. By Brahman is it offered into the fire of Brahman. Brahman is that which is to be attained by him who realizes Brahman in his actions.